Hello and welcome to the word from my hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is December 26, 2025, the second day of the octave of Christmas. Today is also the feast of St. Stephen, the first martyr of the Christian faith. Our scripture passage today comes from the Gospel of Matthew. Matthew writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans.'" On this second day of the octave of Christmas, as we are still basking in the light of the Incarnation, the Church invites us into a deeper and perhaps more challenging truth. The light of Christ does not come simply to comfort us, but to convert us, to sanctify us, and yes, sometimes to suffer in us. Today we honor Saint Stephen, the first martyr, whose death is intimately bound up with the coming of the Word of God into our human flesh. His feast is placed immediately after the great joy of Christmas, reminding us that the Messiah who entered a manger also leads us to the cross. The very one whose humble birth we celebrated is the same one whose faithful follower laid down his life for the truth of that birth. Yesterday we celebrated the birth of the child Jesus. We saw how God entered our world, weak, vulnerable, dependent, so that we might know the depth of his love. But today's liturgy brings us face to face with the cost of that love. As one commentator notes, the Church spares us from the saccharine nostalgia of a secular Christmas by reminding us that the shadow of the cross has already extended over the manger in Bethlehem. In other words, the Incarnation is not a softening of the human condition into sentimental sweetnesses, but a decisive turning of history toward salvation, and that turning involves confrontation with sin, darkness, and injustice. The infant born in Bethlehem is destined for Jerusalem. The one wrapped in swaddling clothes will wear a crown of thorns. The one laid in a manger will be nailed to a tree. So it is fitting that on the day after we celebrate the glory of the newborn king, we honor the first one who bears witness to that king, even unto death. When we look at how Saint Stephen bore witness more attentively, the Acts of the Apostles tells us he was a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. He served as a deacon, he cared for the needy, he proclaimed the gospel boldly in the synagogues, he endured oppression, false accusations, and finally death by stoning. In his dying moment, Stephen sees the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Then, in imitation of Christ, he prays, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit," and, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." Notice three things about his witness. First, he saw Christ. Even as he collapsed under the stoning, Stephen perceived the risen Lord. This intimacy with Christ is the source of his courage. Second, he surrendered his life. His final words echo Christ's words from the cross. Likewise, he entrusts his spirit into the Lord's hands. And thirdly, he forgave his killers. Like Jesus, Stephen prays for those who persecute him. He does not retaliate. He does not curse. He offers forgiveness. What does this teach us? That Christian witness is not first about grandeur or spectacle, but about intimacy with Jesus, radical surrender, and love, even, or should I say especially, in the face of hostility. Today's gospel reading from Matthew rings as a forewarning. Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake and the gospel's. When we celebrate Stephen, we recognize that the word is not merely for the ancient church, it's for us today. The first warning, we will face opposition. The Christian life lived authentically will challenge and disturb. Stephen's ministry to the Hellenistic widows is bold preaching. His unflinching truth-telling provoked the powers of his day. We are witnesses. We are sent by Christ. The gospel is not ours, it is his. And our lives become the canvas on which the gospel is painted, not always with flowers, sometimes with blood, sometimes with quiet fidelity. And the horizon is wider than personal survival. Stephen died so that others might live, so that the light would continue to shine. The witness for others, for the world, for the pagans, for the misguided. Stephen's martyrdom shows the paradox. The baby in Bethlehem grows into the man who stands at the right hand of God, and his followers must follow him beyond the cradle, beyond the comfort, into the radical possibility of witness, even to the point of death. So how does this feast of Saint Stephen speak to us in our daily lives? Are we living from encounter with Christ? Stephen's vision of heaven flowed from his life of bold service and prayer. We too must ground our lives in personal communion with Jesus, not just in liturgy, but in the secret place of our hearts. Is our service marked by truth and love? He cared for the widows, the orphans, and the poor. Stephen preached truth without hatred. As one reflection points out, Saint Stephen is an example to us of faithfulness to Jesus, of holding fast to truth and love. The world needs the witness of the truth. And it is possible to preach the truth in love and self-giving. We ask ourselves, where am I called to serve the vulnerable? Where am I called to speak the truth tenderly? Are we prepared even now for the cost? Not all of us will face literal martyrdom, though in many places Christians do. But all of us will face discomfort, misunderstanding, perhaps rejection. The question is, will we still hold fast? Will we forgive? Will we entrust our spirits to the Lord? Do we hope and do we live in the kingdom of God? Stephen's martyrdom points to the triumph of God over darkness. In martyrdom, violence is conquered by love, death, and life. Let that hope animate our lives. The baby born in Bethlehem becomes our king. The cross becomes the throne of new life. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you opened the heavens in the martyrdom of Saint Stephen and drew him into your glorious presence. Grant that, filled with the Holy Spirit, we may follow his example of service, truth, and forgiveness. May Saint Stephen, our first martyr, intercede for us, and may the peace of the Lord, which surpasses all understanding, guide our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and also share with them the website that they might join us here each day as we break open the Word and apply it to our lives here in my hermitage. May God bless you today and keep you safe.